You are about to hear another episode of The Last of the Mohicans, dramatized and directed by Charles Frederick Lindsley.
Cora is held prisoner in the Iroquois camp, and Major Hayward and David Gamut have gone to effect her release. Just as they arrive, they hear the victorious yells of a war party who have captured Uncas. Hayward says he's a medicine man and is taken to a cave to practice his art on a sick woman of the tribe. He is followed into the cave by a large black bear, whom the chief says is one of his medicine men. Left alone in the cave with the sick woman and the bear, Hayward begins to mumble his incantations when the animal reveals itself as Hawkeye. Suddenly they hear the voice of a girl sobbing and recognize Cora, whom they discover in a neighboring cave. Hayward rushes to her and is planning an escape when interrupted by Magua, who creeps in by a secret door. At the same moment, the bear enters, and the two whites overpower the Indian and leave him bound and gagged. Hawkeye orders Hayward to wrap Cora in Indian clothes and carry her from the cave. But as they start, they hear the voices of the Indians who are waiting outside for the return of Hayward, whom they believe to be skilled in the art of healing.
Come along. But you must do the talking. If I speak, my tongue will give us away.
I'll do my best. Push open the door.
Have my brother drive away, evil spirit. What has he in on?
It is your child, chief of the Hurons. The disease has gone out of her. It is shut up in the rocks.
Where are you take her?
Into the woods, where I will strengthen her against further attacks. She shall be in the wigwam of your young man when the sun comes again.
Let me go in cave. I will fight, evil spirit.
But, is my brother mad? He will meet the disease, and it will enter him. Let my children wait here, and if the spirit appears, beat him down with clubs.
Keep on the outside of the camp, Major. Some of the imps are still moving about.
Where are you going?
Not far. We'll join Chingachgook at the Beaver Lodge.
How did you dare hide him so close to the camp?
The Hurons venerate the beaver. They never bother his lodgings.
Cora's awake, Hawkeye. Don't let her give an alarm.
Be still, Cora. You're all right now. You're with your friends. We're taking you away, but don't cry out, dear. There's still danger.
Oh, let me down, Duncan. I can walk now.
You're too weak yet. Just be quiet.
Hawkeye.
Yes, he's here. We'll be quite safe in a moment. Don't worry.
Magua. Magua. Is he following?
He's tied up fast in the cave. We'll be far away before they find him.
Here we are, Major. This is the Beaver Lodge where I left Chingachgook. Wait.
What's that?
Did I startle you? It's Chingachgook's signal.
Where is he? Why doesn't he come out?
There's some mystery here. The old fellow has left.
Oh, Duncan, let me stand, please. I'm better now.
All right, my dear.
But don't stop, Hawkeye. We must get as far away as possible before Magua.
A distant flight is impossible, gal. The Hurons would find our trail before we got a dozen miles. Ah, there's the chief now. I knew he'd keep the rendezvous.
Sharpened here.
Where have you been, Sagamore?
When Hawkeye leaves Sharpened here in Beaver House, Sharpened go on trail over mountain 4 mile way. Find another camp.
Another tribe of Iroquois? Then we must start for Fort Edward.
Wait. Go on, Chingachgook.
Sharpened go close to camp. Watch. No Huron camp. Delaware camp. many Delaware.
Are you sure?
Serpent see tortoise on breast, many Delaware warrior.
The Delawares? Why, the Delawares are our friends, aren't they?
You don't quite understand the matter rightly, Major. Years ago, the lion tongue of the white man turned brother against brother. And many of the Delawares took the trail with the Mingos or Hurons. These Delawares may be friends, and they may be allies of the Sly Fox.
But if Chingachgook is a tortoise, he will surely have influence with them.
I can't rightly tell that. It sometimes happens that a friend whose face is turned from you bears a bloodier mind than the enemy who seeks your scalp.
Sharpen, go to Delaware camp. If Delaware friend, take dark hair to Delaware wigwam. Hide from Huron eye.
But if they are not our friends?
Sharpened, come back here to Beaver Lodge. Then go to White Man Fort.
The plan's worth trying, Major. But you must start at once. Every moment is precious. Go. And Providence go with you.
You are not leaving us?
Yes. If Uncas is led to the stake, I will keep him company.
Your courage outruns your judgment, friend.
The lad must be rescued.
Of course, but...
Listen to me, Major. Uncas and me have fought side by side winter and summer. Night and day we've roved the wilderness together, eaten of the same dish, one sleeping while the other watched. And if four of the Mohican boys shall perish for one of a friend, I'll go to the stake if need be.
Magwar is sure to discover you. He won't lie tied in that cave very long.
It is likely.
Then I'm going with you.
You'd only be in the way.
Okay, right.
There's one thing you can tell me, though. Do you know where the singer is sleeping?
You mean David Gamut?
Yes.
I think he's in that wigwam, just behind that big lean-to, where the chiefs hold their council.
Good. He may be of use to me. Go now, before the devils discover the trick we've played on them.
Come to speak with poor Gamut.
Be quiet, it's Hawkeye. 5 words of plain speech is worth an hour of squealing.
I found many marvels during my sojourn with the heathen, but nothing to excel this.
There isn't time to explain now.
Where's the young man come to fetch the maiden from the Philistines?
They're both free of the varlets for the time.
Well, what are you doing here, then?
Can you put me on the scent of Uncas, the Mohican?
The young man who is held in bondage?
Yes.
Poor soul. I've greatly mourned for him in goodly him.
Can you take me to him?
Aye. It won't be difficult to take you there. He's confined right here in the center of the Philistines. But your presence may increase his unhappy fortune.
There's not so much risk. Most of the Mingos are asleep. Have you had talk with the Delaware?
Aye. One of his guards speaks a little English, and I've been trying to convert the heathen.
Good. Now listen carefully, Gamut. Pay attention to every word. We must rescue the boy, and I have a plan already made. We will go together. I will continue to play the part of a medicine man. When we get close to the wigwams...
Peace. The Delawares are women. Uncas is a woman. Does my brother wish to hear Le Sieur d'Agile ask for his petticoats and see him weep before the Hurons at the stake? Then step aside and let the cunning man here with me, and he will blow upon the dog. Tell it to my brothers.
Olaka. Okay.
Tell Big Bear, go in.
The cunning man is afraid that his breath will blow upon his brothers and take their courage, too. They must stand further off. Further off! Further off! Go in. Go in.
Hawkeye. Cut his bands, Gamut, while I dig out this skin. Here, August. Take this knife. The red devils are outside. Are you ready?
Uncas ready. We go.
Where?
To Tortoise. They children of my grandfather.
Aye, but what shall we do with these Mingos? They count six. And this singer is no fighting man.
You're not boaster. Their totem is moose. They run like snail.
You might outrun them, lad. But the nails will prove too much for me. You'd better take the leap yourself. I'll put the bearskin on again and trust to Cunnin for want of speed.
Uncle, stay.
What for?
To die with friend of Delaware.
No, it won't do. You make a run for it. The Mingos will chase you first, and that'll give me time enough.
Uncle, no go. Stay with Hawkeye.
And we'll try something else. Here, you put this bearskin on. Gamut, change clothes with me. Here, take my hunting shirt and cap. Give me your blanket and hat. That's right. Now give me your book and spectacles. And that tootin' horn.
I hate to part with my pitch pipe.
I'll give it back if we meet in better times.
Are you going to practice on the heathens?
We're going to change places, friend. But don't be afraid. It's no great risk. Your danger will be when the savages find they've been deceived. But you're being half-witted, me save you. Here. Sit down here in the shadow and take the part of Uncas. Hold your head down and keep still as long as you can, and when you do speak, break out into one of your songs. That'll remind the Indians you're not as responsible as men should be.
The Lord's will be done. I do not fear the Philistines. Will you try to sing to them?
I'm not practicing your art, but I'll do my best. Goodbye, friend. Come, Uncas. We'll see if we can pass the varmints.
Stop! Is Delaware dog afraid? Will Hurons hear his groans?
We'll be in the woods in a moment, Uncas. Here, leave the bearskin. The rifles are just ahead.
We go to Tortoise.
Where we'll find the Major, Chingachgook, and the Dark Hair, if all's well.
You're on no Uncas. Go.
No. I already discovered it, boy. Run for it. Here we are. Here. Take your rifle, son. Let the devil strike our scent. Two of them at least come to their certain death.